Welcome to day 85 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're generally under the second commandment right now, looking at true and false worship, and we're starting to take a look at what the Westminster Standards describe as the elements of worship. The first element we'll be looking at is the reading and the preaching and the hearing of the Word of God. Then we'll look at sacraments, baptism, Lord's Supper, and the communion of saints. So we'll start in chapter 21 of Religious Worship in the Westminster Confession, and then we'll look at some questions from the larger catechism. First, section 5 of chapter 21, the reading of the Scriptures with godly fear, the sound preaching and conscionable hearing of the Word in obedience unto God, with understanding, faith, and reverence, singing of psalms with grace in the heart, as also the due administration and worthy receiving of the sacraments instituted by Christ, are all parts of the ordinary religious worship of God. Beside religious oaths, vows, solemn fastings, and thanksgivings upon special occasions, which are in their several times and seasons to be used in an holy and religious manner. So we'll start with the reading of the Scriptures with godly fear. Acts 15:21, for Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Revelation 1:3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Next, the sound preaching of the word. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. The conscionable hearing of the word in obedience unto God with understanding, faith, and reverence. James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Acts 10:33, immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Matthew 13:19, when any one heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Hebrews 4:2, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Isaiah 66:2, for all those things hath mine hand made, and those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Next, the singing of psalms with grace in the heart. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. James 5:13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. As also the due administration and worthy receiving of the sacraments instituted by Christ, all are parts of the ordinary religious worship of God. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 11:23 and following, not printed out in our edition of the Catechism, but basically, Paul says, he received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and we'll have that printed out for you on the blog post. But basically, the institution of the Lord's Supper there at the celebration of Passover. Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Beside religious oaths, a part of worship. Deuteronomy 6:13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. With Nehemiah 10:29, they clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our Lord, and his judgments and his statutes. Also a part of religious worship, vows. Isaiah 19:21, "And the Lord shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. Yea, they shall vow a vow unto the Lord and perform it." Ecclesiastes 5:4, "When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better it is that thou shouldst not vow than thou shouldst vow and not pay." Solemn fastings. Joel 2:12, "Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning." Esther 4:16, "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." Matthew 9:15, "And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they shall fast." 1 Corinthians 7:5, "Defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency." Also, thanksgivings upon special occasions. We're told to see Psalm 107 throughout, and then also Esther 9:22, "As the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor." And finally, all of these which are in their several times and seasons to be used in a holy and religious manner. Hebrews 12:28, "Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Now we'll turn to the larger catechism. Starting at question 155, there are several questions that deal with the Word of God, and in particular how the Word of God is used, preached, and heard and read in worship. So first, large catechism question 155, "How is the word made effectual to salvation?" Answer, "The Spirit of God maketh the reading, but especially the preaching of the word, an effectual means of enlightening, convincing, and humbling sinners, of driving them out of themselves and drawing them unto Christ, of conforming them to his image, and subduing them to his will, of strengthening them against temptations and corruptions, of building them up in grace, and establishing their hearts in holiness and comfort through faith unto salvation." Okay, the first phrase of the answer, "The Spirit of God maketh the reading, but especially the preaching of the word, an effectual means of enlightening." Nehemiah 8:8, "So they read in the book of the law of God, they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading." Acts 26:18, "To open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Psalm 19:8, "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." Just a note here on the Nehemiah verse, that they gave a sense and caused them to understand the reading. Obviously, we don't have time to cause you to understand these. We're just reading the verses. But if you have questions, you're invited to leave a comment on the blog, and maybe someone will be able to give you an answer and help you understand the reading. The next phrase, "The Spirit of God makes the reading, but especially the preaching of the word, an effectual means of convincing and humbling sinners." 1 Corinthians 14:24 and 25, "But if all prophecy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth." 2 Chronicles 34:18, "Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God when thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humbled thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace, etc. It's an effectual means of driving them, the preaching of the word, an effectual means of driving them out of themselves and drawing them unto Christ. Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 8, from verse 27 to 39, it's not all reprinted in our edition of the Westminster Standards, but verse 27, he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, was returning and sitting on his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And basically the eunuch said, How can I? And he expressed his confusion. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. The preaching of the word, the reading of the word, the hearing of the word is effective to conforming them to his image. 2 Corinthians 3:18, But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And the word is also effective to subduing them to his will. 1 Corinthians 10:4-5, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6, And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Romans 6:17, But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. It's also effective strengthening them against temptations and corruptions. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Psalm 19:11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the age are come. It's effective to build them up in grace. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, with which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. 2 Timothy 3:15-16-17. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. Also effective in establishing their hearts in holiness and comfort through faith unto salvation. Romans 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. 1 Thessalonians 3. And sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Romans 15:4, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Romans 10:13-17, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." And we'll pick up with question 156 on day 86.